The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Mitch is in Toccoa. Good morning, Mitch. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. First-time caller. Great show. Great to be with you.
Well, thank you, and thanks for joining me. I love the Toccoa area. I drive through there from time to time. My wife and I spend a lot of time in the western North Carolina, and we sometimes kind of cut down and come over into your area. So you, as I understand it from what you told son, has the virus?
Yeah, that's correct. And just to clarify, there was about 5 minutes there where people might have had the impression that he's in Toccoa, which he's not. So don't want anybody to panic. This is being treated a little bit like leprosy in the sense that people want to, avoid it. And it's interesting, too, that I think increasingly we're all going to know somebody that has it. I mean, right now, I've had a few people comment that, oh, you're the first one that I know who has a family member who has the coronavirus. But he lives in New York City, was at a wedding in Tennessee, and the night before the wedding had a fever, went to the ER. He's 26 years old, healthy kid. He did have cancer when he was 13, but that would have no bearing on his ability to withstand this. So he's a normal, healthy kid. Mm-hmm. And was tested there. And was told to quarantine for 48 hours, end up having the groom's house to stay in. And I did want to speak to, the CDC, in his case, doing a great job. He actually heard within 46 hours that he was positive. And then, of course, being out of his, home, location and having people that could care for him. He's isolated in a place where he's virtually a stranger. Didn't know what to do, and he liaisoned with the emergency room, the manager at the hospital where he was, and they talked to CDC. So I think that would be a recommendation too, to talk to the hospital, get tested. It's impossible to get through the CDC right now, but it seems like the administration and the hospitals have access. And they were able to get back with him rather quickly and give guidance. It's so new. Tennessee only has, I think when he had it, this was only, he found out 2 days ago that he's diagnosed with it or positive with it. And, they had to figure this out rather quickly. You know, am I allowed to travel? Can I rent a car and go back? And they eventually said, no, stay where you are. So he's found a good place, a vacation home, actually, for half the price because people canceled the going to the vacation home. So he's in a great place for 10 days just going to ride it out.
Yeah. All right. Now tell me again, Mitch, what were the symptoms that he had to make him think that he might have the virus?
Fever, flu-like symptoms, ache and, aches and pains, mm-hmm. Just the standard stuff you get with flu. I think what sort of prompted this to, it might not have normally, but you have a wedding party, you have a wedding coming, people are on high alert right now.
Sure.
And, it wasn't just his impulse to go to the emergency, but others were also saying, you need to go. And so he did, and, it's fortunate that he did. My encouragement would be if you have flu-like symptoms, I know some people are recommending to just go home and quarantine yourself, and I think it's, if you can, go to the ER, go to your doctor, get tested, because at least people around you know, because if it's true what we're hearing, this is going to increase.
Yeah. So tell me again, so what's the CDC and medical professionals, what are they saying that he needs to do other than obviously be quarantined? But any other particular suggestions that they're giving him as far as caring for himself?
No. I think you can find as much. And again, I don't think he ever talked directly to CDC. It was the hospital administration that did, and they would call. I mean, they even provided a car for him. I think the hospital was equipped for this, and they provided a car, and the driver was protected, knew what was going on. And, you know, one of the things we struggled together, my son and I, was, you know, we were looking for hotels, and I called a hotel, and the hotel says, no, we're being told not to take anybody in. Yeah. And, so for about 2 days, it's like, well, the groom and his wife are, the bride are coming back to the house in a day. What do we do? I'm going to be on the streets, Dad. What do I do?
Yeah.
And so I think again, it's a state that's still developing their protocol. But no, just quarantine. Don't meet with anybody. The place he's renting, you know, he's paying extra so they can clean it out afterwards.
Sure.
I thought about going to pick him up and bring him here, but I think that would have freaked out our town.
Yeah.
You know, there's one case in Macon County, which is just north of us. Someone had it and came from Buncombe County, and he was already positive. And if you look on Facebook, there's just tremendous reaction to this.
Right.
You know, it's a hyped up. We're in a hyped up climate right now, and I think we have to balance you know, vigilance and being reasonable at the same time. And I think this will level, particularly as we get to know, you know, people that sure. We know have it. I think it's going to become more real.
Yeah. Well, Mitch, God bless you. We obviously praying for our country, praying for everyone, and we'll particularly say a special prayer for your son as well, for his total recovery. And thank you for sharing your story and for listening to us down in Toccoa.
Thank you. Great talking to you, Joey. Thank you.
All right.